This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1727. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 25th, Antarctica, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Cuba, Germany, Greece, Iraq, Korea North, Malaysia, North America, Papua New Guinea, Sarawak, Sweden, Tajikistan, UK, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The final selection of three frequencies for the special midwinter broadcast by BBC World Service to Antarctica, which was Saturday, June 21st at 21:30 UT, turned out to be 7350 from Ascension, 5875 from Wooferton, UK, and 5985 from Dabaya, UAE, as Alan Pennington found out for the British DX Club. As expected, we cannot hear any of them here in deep North America, but they were heard further east with varying degrees of reception. Rob Wagner in Victoria, Australian Radio DX Club, put some clips on his blog, which is medxr.blogspot.com. ME stands for Mount Evelyn. Ron Howard in California reports on Radio Simban, S-Y-M-B-A-N, near Sydney, New South Wales, 2368.48 kilohertz. Checking June 24th from 1253 to 1320 UT. He says, almost daily I've looked for any activity here, but for a long time, nothing at all. No trace of an open carrier. But John O'Wright in Australia alerted me that Simban was being heard there, so gave a very close listen and found a definite open carrier below threshold level. So keep checking when there's especially good propagation for Radio Simban back on the air. And there's another low-power station in Australia on 3210 Vintage FM, which Ron Howard has also heard in the past. However, on June 22nd and 23rd, there was no hint of a carrier around 1300 UT on 3210. It had been reported off the air as of June 18th by Ian Baxter. But Ron Howard has also been in contact with the owner of Vintage FM, Craig Edwards, and he said on June 23rd, we are working on the antenna and putting the other frequency service on the air, 5050. So that may explain why 3210 is off the air, but now we must keep an ear for 5050. However, Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, Cumbre DX, says he was hearing something on 3210 around 0910 UT, June 23rd. But he suspects it's the third harmonic of a medium wave station on 1070. Since it was still in after the PNGs had faded and was also noted in the evening, there are a number of possibilities. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, I received an inquiry from Mikhail Timofeyev in St. Petersburg, an unidentified station on 11760 with awful modulation and audio during the evenings around 17 to 20 UT and maybe even 24 hours. The transmitter is faulty, and it's wide, actually, between 11750 and 11770. It's rather like the Karabakh transmitter on 9677. Ivo Ivanov agrees it is that same 10-kilowatt transmitter in Stepanakert, Azerbaijan, on about 11757.5 variable. He heard it between 16 and 17 UT. The station or programming it was carrying at that time was ICTIMAI Radio, which is a service I have never known how to pronounce. Maybe someone can send me the proper pronunciation phonetically. It was in the Azeri language, but blocked after 17 UT by Radio Liberty in Russian. Kai Ludwig reminds us, remember that Stepanakert is about the least likely relayer of Baku programming from Azerbaijan. It looks like this distorted signal of Iktimai radio originates from elsewhere in Azerbaijan, meant to block the signal from Stepanakert. In other words, a jammer. I think this has already been observed on the previous frequency. They're probably trying to escape the jamming. That is, the Karabakh Armenians are trying to. But the new frequency is really not a good choice due to a lot of interference on this 11760 or adjacent channels throughout the day. Then on June 23rd, Ivo was hearing the Iktimai station in Azeri around 11760, as early as 1345 UT until the blockage by Radio Liberty from 1702. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany checked it on June 24th, and he says, "It was not bad if listened to in the FM mode, setting the tuner to 11758, although the center of the frequency was 11761. He says, "I narrowed by mouse click on a Perseus SDR radio to a bandwidth of 26 kilohertz, 11748 to 11764. That was at 1915 UT. Here's another report of Radio Fides, La Paz, Bolivia, on the 31-meter band channel, 80 hertz below 9625, from Maritz von Driescher in Belgium, Hardcore DX, June 24th at 2227. He says it was a big carrier, but the audio very poor with music and talk in Spanish. We have been hearing it on their other frequency, slightly above 6155 on some evenings around 0100. The extra frequency of Radio Nacional da Amazonia, Brasilia, has been showing up again, slightly above 5990. It's parallelable to 6180 with a huge transmitter, but this is relatively weak, so it may be only 4 kilowatts, as originally reported. I heard it June 20th around 0600, June 21st at 0236. Wolfgang Büschel measured at 62 hertz above 5990 at 0618 UT, June 21st. However, sometimes it's on 6000 instead. That was the case June 22nd until it went off at 0457 abruptly, says Manuel Mendez in Spain. And as a matter of fact, a few minutes later on that same date at 0515, I was hearing it on 5990 again. But that's not all. Unfortunately, the third transmitter of RNA Brasilia has been going out of whack again on 11780, becoming somewhat distorted, but much worse, putting out spurs at about 11750 and 11810, which are extremely distorted, and also some weaker ones at twice that displacement, 11720 and 11840, but not all the time. I seem to be hearing these more around 05 UT, but not around 01. The two CBC stations in Canada are not the only ones around 6160. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden of Shortwave Bulletin has been hearing another signal, which is Radio Boa Vontade in Brazil. He's still calling it tentative, but he explains what he's done. It was heard June 12th until off at 2208 UT. It was 10 hertz below 6160. The sign-off was exactly synchronized with the signal on 9550. On June 21st, a few days later, they signed off at 2205. He says it's always very weak without traces of audio. Then on 9550 itself, he reports June 9th at 2155, Radio Boa Vontade, which means goodwill, a mediocre signal parallel to their web stream. Also June 10th, signing off at half a minute before 2200. That was when there was exactly the same sign-off on 6159.99 with that weak carrier on the high side of CKZN Newfoundland. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden also has a 99% sure report of another rare Brazilian, Radio Alvorada de Parintins. It's 10 hertz above 4965. Heard June 10th until off at 2327. Heard almost every evening, but always too weak for an ID. But June 16th at 2225, a little stronger and less noise than usual. And once again, he checked the FM web stream of Radio Alvorada de Parintins until after 2305. At 2330, the signal was gone. He says, "I'm 99% certain it was parallel to the FM web stream which seems to carry mostly educational, cultural, and religious programming. It has been there every evening for a long time, but always very weak and disturbed. June 16th was the last day for a while, not noted after that. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Neil Wolfish passes along what Steve Canny, the CFRX QSL guy, posted on Facebook. I made a visit to the CFRB site. Much to my surprise, one of the engineers arrived to do his regular transmitter site maintenance visit, so we had a chance to talk about things regarding the AM and shortwave side, which is not easy when trying to communicate via texting or short phone calls. On the AM 1010 side, a new digital transmitter made by Nautel will be ordered to replace the very old Continental, which has been there forever. There are no plans to venture into HD radio. The CFRX transmitter, 6070, still lies on its side waiting for surgery, but not sure what's going on. Its repair hasn't been on anyone's radar with the recent move to their studios in Toronto, as we explained last week. He goes on, the chief engineer is a longtime amateur and would love to get more involved with the repairs, but time to focus on this problem is not there. The plan is to send a CFRX transmitter to the Canadian distributor in Peterborough to have them repair it, but this has not happened yet. Bell Media could easily buy a whole new transmitter, but they don't show any interest in the shortwave side at all, so it's up to creative engineers to do it on the side when time permits. In the Condish list, Claudio Galas in Chile reports that someone reactivated the USB transmitter on 12365, Relaying Radio Cooperativa, for the World Cup match between Chile and Holland, heard June 23rd at 1710 UT. Quite a good signal in Chile. I heard about it too, so gave it a try, but of course, if not propagating all the way to deep North America. Should there be another game involving Chile or possibly some others of great interest, that might happen again. The frequency to check, 12365. He also says the pirate known as RCW was on the air June 23rd in the daytime at 1620 with 50 watts, also carrying that game from Radio Cooperativa. That was on 6925 AM. And of course, should there be any games to be covered in the local evenings, reception afar should be much better on both. Ivo Ivanov has found CNR1 jamming from China on a new frequency, 9700, between 15 and 17 UT. Not clear what they are jamming, but surely it's not the station, which is collateral damage. New Zealand on 9700 after 1551. Via Dario Monferrini, Playdx, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports the reactivation of a Chinese station on exactly 4750. It's Qinghai PBS-1 with a Q, in Xining with an X, heard June 19th at 2230, not parallel to 4800. He says 4750 had not been heard since February of last year. This, of course, is bad news for Bangladesh and Indonesia and those who would hear them. Ron Howard reports on 5050 Beibur Bay Radio in China, June 24th at 1300. The time check and ID in English, followed by a sound of a cuckoo, very distinctive, no hint of All India Radio today. If that remains silent, there may be a decent chance to hear the Australian low-powered station we mentioned earlier mixing with BBR when that is reactivated. On the other hand, Wolfgang Büschel notes that many of the China Radio International transmissions in various languages from the site known as number 831 at Jinhua Yobu are off the air from June 18th until July 15th, according to the Aoki list. Apparently some major summer maintenance going on there. The full list is in the new DX Listing Digest number 14-26 when published via worldofradio.com. In ABDX, someone reports hearing an AM signal on 14295 at midnight 44 UT. Doesn't sound like a pirate. What could it be? Listening to his clip, I'm sure it's the third harmonic of Radio Progreso in Cuba, 3x4765, with the type of music they play, at least it was in Spanish. Also, remember that Tajikistan's 4765 transmitter is a well-known harmonic producer, often reported in Europe. In fact, here's a report from Shortwave Bulletin by Ulmark Vik. The third harmonic of Tajikistan, 4765, which he has heard, and via the remote receiver in the Netherlands. It's supposedly on the air 24 hours.
This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio.
World of Radio 1727 is now semi-complete. Our website brings you much more info, and it has no limit. worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in Missouri, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in the mail in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. June 20th at 1413 UT on Radio Havana Cuba frequencies such as 11860, I was pleased to hear something other than hoary old Fidel speeches on Voces de la Revolución, which usually appears during that half hour, but instead, what is apparently a weekly on Fridays top 10 pop song countdown from Cuba. They were at number 8 when I tuned in. It's not on their program schedule. Possibly some of the songs are even non-political. Greece stopped broadcasting in English long ago, but nevertheless, Philip Hiscock in Newfoundland did hear some English. Here's what he says through cascades of midday electrical noise, English news and weather from ERT on 15630. Very poor, but certainly English with weather for various places, followed by the ID signal and a switch, presumably back to Greek. This was around 1518 UT, Thursday, June 19th. Radio Free Iraq, the U.S. government service, was inactive at time of publication of the 2014 WRTH. Before that, it had been on satellite and internet, and perhaps FM. Inactive even before that on shortwave. But now it's been heard on shortwave once again. Tarek Zeidan in Alexandria, Egypt, found it at 0630 UT. June 20th on 17690, about, of course, the current situation in Iraq. This also puts U.S. government broadcasting back in the Arabic language on shortwave. Then Wolfgang Büschel in Germany and Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria were hearing it too. And it turns out scheduled on this frequency is Radio Azadi or Radio Free Afghanistan in Darien Pashto, 05 to 0730 UT via Lampertheim, Germany, on 17690. But this, indeed, was in Arabic. Later monitoring found this on the air between 0600 and 0730, but as of June 24th, it was gone again back to the Radio Azadi service. Ivo Ivanov says, according to IBB monitoring, this was in effect only from June 18th to 23rd. Attention DXers in the New York City area, Mark Fay of Sydney, Australia says, I'm presenting a keynote address July 18th to 20th at the HOPE-X conference in New York City on North Korea using social engineering and concealed electronic devices to gather information in the world's most restrictive nation, which is what he has done on four different visits. More details are at www.hope.net. He says the presentation has plenty to interest DXers. Dan Sheedy on Swami's Beach, California says about Sarawak FM 9835 via Peninsular Malaysia. He was listening June 18th through 21st after 14 UT enjoying the annual Tilawa al-Quran competition with results read out in Malay, Arabic and English on the 21st. The top five contestants came from Senegal, Tunisia, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Brunei Darussalam, Indonesia, among others. By the way, Ramadan begins on June 28th. Maybe some special programs during the month-long observance until July 28th, not only from Malaysia, but all other countries of that ilk. Usually there are additional shortwave transmissions from certain stations for people who are awake before sunrise especially. Thanks to Random Band Scanning, I heard once again radio station YHWH on yet another new frequency, 9600 AM, June 19th at 0507. I recognized him right away, fortunately, since he cut off the air at 0507:45. It turns out Dan Sheedy in California had also heard this frequency 2 days earlier, June 17th at 0413 until off at 0422. A new program, but with the same creepy closing song, he says, with a fair signal. And about the appearance of YHWH on the SWL list, Dan Ramos in Joshua Tree, California, says, I just saw Glenn's latest log. From the frequencies this guy uses, I suspect the operator or someone helping him has a lot of experience with ham or broadcast gear. He shows up on frequencies where there is a ready audience and the greatest chance of being heard. He probably has a field of antennas that are ready-made for the frequencies he wants to use in the ham and international broadcast bands, and he knows the correct modulation to use for each of the bands. He's probably using a modified ham VFO to get his signal where he wants it. This is not your usual pirate broadcaster that plays on the weekend. I'm beginning to wonder if he has financial support to do all this. At least, he is not sending on the aeronautical or marine channels where safety is at stake. Let's hope it stays that way. Ron Howard has been monitoring the Papua New Guinea stations. NBC Sundown, 40 hertz below 3205, had news in brief in English at 12:04 June 23rd. Still on at 1310, parallel to 3365 Milne Bay, with NBC National programming, but went off at 1312, while 3365 continued. He was still hearing that at 1319. On 3260, NBC Madang signed off at 1202 UT after an ID for NBC National Radio. That was also heard on June 25th, running well past this time. It was gone by 1301, but was still heard at 1250. On 3385, NBC East New Britain went off the air at 1200 on June 23rd and 25th. That's now their normal closing time caused by a timer. NBC New Ireland has been off the air for quite a while now, through June 23rd, not heard on 3905. Ivo Ivanov reports another new frequency for Radio Free Sarawak, believed to be via Tainan, Taiwan, for the 11 to 1230 UT broadcast. 15425. They had been using three different frequencies, one for each half hour, and they might do so again, depending on avoiding jamming. Ron Howard also heard them on 15425 June 23rd before closing at 1230, as did I on June 25th. Mike Terry forwards news that it's about time for another annual Alexanderson Day in Grimeton, Sweden, with a special VLF transmission on 17.2 kHz from station SAQ. It's Sunday, June 29th at 09 UT, but they start tuning up at 0830, repeated at 1200, tuning up from 1130. There'll also be ham radio activity except during the SAQ broadcast between 08 and 14 from SK6 SAQ on 14035 or 3535 CW, 14215 SSB. Furthermore, there will be another special VLF transmission on Wednesday, July 2nd, marking the 10th anniversary of SAQ becoming a UNESCO World Heritage Site. That'll be at 1430 UT, but tuning up half an hour earlier. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports hearing BBC World Service in English with World Cup coverage on some unlisted frequencies. This was Saturday, June 21st, before 23 UT on 9510 and before midnight UT on 11625. Ivo Ivanov has come up with the answer. These are among several special frequencies, these two via Ascension. Another one from there at 2130 to midnight was 12025, and also via South Africa on 5830, but these were only on Saturday, and no doubt the scheduling depends on which games are being played on which dates. I've been hearing a station in Spanish on 750 interfering with WSB Atlanta, and it's about the same, or rather the opposite direction from here. It's KAMA in El Paso, Texas, which is supposed to protect Atlanta with no signal going out to the east day or night, such as around 0530 UT. They're with the Univision America network. I was hearing this on June 19th and 21st. Strangely enough, Univision America thinks their station in El Paso is on 920. If you're close enough to Ada, Michigan, Des Preston recommends the programming on Public Reality Radio, WPRR 1680. Explorations with Michio Kaku is on that station. He also says there's nice secular programming on Sundays, science shows, Democracy Now, weekdays at 8 a.m. Eastern. Also Black Agenda Radio, the Ralph Nader Radio Hour, Ring of Fire with Michael Papantonio, and other good programs. In WTFDA, Dave Pomeroy in Kansas reports being up one of the oddest DTV stations anywhere. It's KJWP. It's no longer in Jackson, Wyoming, but moved with the same call sign to Delaware, the transmitter site actually in Pennsylvania, for the Philadelphia market. It's still on RF Channel 2, so very much subject to sporadic e-skip, but Mike Bugay in Connecticut was also getting it 200 miles away via Tropo. Chris Lucas in Poughkeepsie explains their subchannels on 2.1 infomercials, but the ID is KJWP-ME. On 2.2, MeTV programming, but the ID is KJWP-D2. On 2.3, it IDs as TOUCH, but the screen was blank. Scott Feibisch explains further, I believe KJWP runs me on 2.1 during prime time and other hours that it cannot otherwise sell for infomercials. That's the feed that goes on cable, its real purpose for existing, for benefit of viewers on the air. It also runs full-time me feed on 2.2. Ron Howard in California reports on the Vietnam Coastal Station on 8294 USB via Ho Chi Minh Radio. Heard June 24th on the air for only 3 minutes, 1309 to 1312 UT. He says for many years this coastal station always presented programming of marine conditions, navigational warnings, and hazards between a starting and ending series of tones. But as early as April, they have a different format between the tones. Now they give just the marine conditions in Vietnamese with no English segment. The nav warning segment in English and Vietnamese has now been segregated out into its own segment. 1309, ending the marine conditions, many mentions of kilomet, along with the ending series of tones. Some seconds later, without intro tones, they announced the navigational warnings in English and Vietnamese, which went off the air at 1312 without any tones. I believe there may now be other stations besides Ho Chi Minh Radio that occasionally have navigational warnings in English and Vietnamese. More monitoring is needed. And he does not mention the other frequency we've heard before, 7906. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, except 15 and 4 on June 25th, 12 and 4 on July 15th. Solar flux rising from 100 June 25th to peak of 140 July 7th, back down to 105 by July 16th. That's World of Radio 1727. I'm Glenn Hauser.